And somebody comes close to these withholds, and we believe implicitly, you see, that if we got off this withhold, naturally we could just see the police running in. My God, the sirens going in all directions, you see, and police by the squad coming, bursting in the front door, probably with battering rams, you know, and they got handcuffs, and they're all ready to put them on you, you know, and drag you off, and naturally the cell they're going to drag you to is not any of the modern jails, you know, which just dramatize withholds. It's probably one of the old-time dungeons, you know, where they bury you up to the neck in water and leave you there for 40 years or something like this. You see, you get an aberrated idea of the punishment in the jail. And this all of a sudden rekindles, you know. The auditor gets close to one of these things, and this idea, at any minute, this horrible series of circumstances are going to occur, and naturally we consider the auditor dangerous. Well, listen, the auditor's only dangerous if he doesn't pull the withhold. And that is a recurring phrase that is starting to happen here in the school. There are certain auditors that we designate as dangerous auditors. Why are they dangerous? Because they will only tick and not pull a withhold. And we call those people dangerous auditors. Why? Their PCs are all going to be mad at them. They are themselves going to goof up and get lots of loses one way or the other. And they're going to always be involved in ARC breaks of some kind or another. And they're going to have people going around gossiping about how bad central organizations are and how bad they are and how bad everything else is and so forth. And they are dangerous. But from the PC's viewpoint, the person becomes dangerous the moment they might find out whatever this thing is, you see. And the auditor appears for a moment dangerous. The auditor might find out. When the PC gets ARC breaky, however, only when the auditor fails to find out. The auditor has to go the whole way. And an auditor who won't go the whole way, an auditor who will only get off safe withholds off of a PC, is dangerous. And that is today's adjudication on whether a person can audit or not. Are they a safe auditor or a dangerous auditor? Oddly enough, it's a complete reversal. The auditor who gets off safe withholds is dangerous. And the auditor who will get off unsafe withholds is safe. You understand that?